Hi, this is Geoff Hopkins with an interview recorded in April 2016. I've been chatting with the guys in Travis about their new album, Everything at Once, and you'll hear a very special acoustic version of their song, Magnificent Time. Fran, Andy, lovely to see you. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having us, and thank you for making this lovely coffee.
You're very welcome. You're back in East Anglia on tour, because you're finishing your tour in Norwich on the 19th of May.
Okay, I don't know. We've lost track. We've been together for 20 years now, and we've been friends for 26 years. This is the 20th anniversary of us being semi-professional.
Okay, well, let's start with the new album, Everything at Once, out this Friday. This is album number what? I mean, this is
number eight.
What drives you then to keep making music? Is it because you still have stories to tell? Is it because you want a new conservatory? What keeps you going?
It's definitely not the new conservatory.
Yeah, no.
Nah, I've already got two of those. Yeah. No, I don't at all, actually.
Songs. If you've got songs to sing, then you make another album. I think it's that thing, you know, however long the songs take. When you've got a collection of songs that seem worthy of it, then you want to bring them out, you know?
And I, on the last record, I felt like we did all right. I really concentrated on my kid for like 10 years. I've been just being a dad and sort of doing the band, but mostly all of us even have been sort of on our kids. But now he's 10, it's like you can step away from it and it doesn't fall over. And you're like, right, I can go back to my other baby.
My work here is partially done.
Yeah.
It's like when you have a very young child, you put them down and they stay where they are. Then they get to the age where they start moving around. I've got two kids and they're both now at the stage where if you give them a book, they'll put it down and try and do something else. If you give them like an iPad, they will stay there for hours.
Yeah.
You did that and then you thought, oh, we've got some songs to sing. Do you generally just have some songs in your back pocket?
No, we came off the last tour in 2014 in January and we wrote until October. By that point, we had enough songs to get in the studio and start recording, which is always my favourite bit of the whole process. We go in and it's nice and you're all just together and you get artistic and creative and stuff comes out and you surprise yourself and there's a lovely collaboration when bands do that.
You talk about collaborations. You work with Tim Rice Oxley from Keane on the album. How did that come about?
He texted me one day out of the blue.
Really? Is this how these things happen?
Yeah. I was sitting on the couch pretending to do work, not really doing much at all, just sort of sitting looking out the window. Yeah. And I got this text and it was Tim saying that he'd written he's like, I got this song, I'm going to send you it. And it's me, it sounds like me doing a bad impersonation of Travis. The verse is okay, the chorus is okay. And the song was, the title was Magnificent Time. Now, I loved this title. Immediately, I thought, that looks, it's just so positive. And Scottish people don't usually use that word unless they're a football commentator.
I think it's probably definitely the sort of most upbeat sort of thing.
Written by two of the most miserable songwriters in Britain, Tim Rice Oxley and Fran Healy.
Miserable plus miserable equals joy.
Hey, this is Fran.
And this is Andy, and we're in Travis.
And this is Magnificent Time.
One, two. Heart stood still. I looked at the past inside my rearview mirror. There was nobody behind me and nothing up ahead. The sky was blue and all I knew was I would never feel the same again. I knew I'd never feel the same again. There was symmetry in motion. There was gossip in the class. There was holding hands and making plans we knew it wouldn't last. And of all the time we wasted and all the time it took, if I had more time then I wish you would. I really, really, really wish you would. But that's the part we never try to stop, we never try. Time. Seize the day, don't throw away this magnificent time. I was somewhere in the city and my heart went boom. I packed all my troubles in a different room. And I thought of all the coulda beens, the roads we never took. Now the story ends and I understood. I really, really, really understood. That's the part we never tried to stop. We never tried. Oh, no regret. Don't you forget this magnificent time. Magnificent time. Magnificent time.
Recorded in session on the Showbiz Sofa, Travis with Magnificent Time. I've been chatting to Fran and Andy from the band, and we got talking about that song's video. I have to mention the video. Bright, colourful and fun. You're driving around in a cardboard car. Yeah. And then the rest of you are just, I can't describe it.
You have to really see it, but there's a dance move then there and everything.
I was going to ask.
Yeah, we've Cardboard City in that video. Hmm. And I got the guy in Berlin who makes the best, who's like the cardboard king. He's made so many amazing things. He does like animation and all that. And I hit the bullseye and I got him on board for the video. And then a week before the video, he flaked. He's like, oh, sorry, man, I can't do it. I don't have the time. I'm like, oh, man. And so I had to do it. I had to build all the sets in this video.
You did this? Yeah.
Everything in that video.
Multi-talented, isn't
he? Well, we all went to art school. And
of course it is, yeah.
And you've got, like, when you've got kids, you make everything out of cardboard because it's kind of, it's a nice material to, you can do pretty much anything with it. But so when you see the video, just picture me at, like, 2 hours before we start shooting in my underpants, in the studio with no one there, still painting all of the sets and everything so that it's ready. I was not naked, but in my underpants because I didn't want to get white paint on my. I was wearing my costume of what I would be wearing in the video. But yeah, it's a really cool video.
And it's funny, we did Japan like a couple of weeks ago, and this was the first time we'd ever played Magnificent Time to an audience, and they all knew the dance moves. They all danced along to it, and then as the crowd cleared out, we could see there was like little flyers on the floor with the dance moves on it, so they'd all sort of
very
studied
organized
up.
Those Japanese are very organized.
So the British crowds, you've got something to live up to. You've got to learn.
Norwich fans, guys, you have been warned. Before you guys go,
yes.
Last time Fran and I, when we spoke on the last album, we talked about the Scottish music biz, and you told me you bumped into Charlene from Texas in the supermarket.
And she had a mouth on her like a sailor.
Yes, well, we went after that interview, we went full circle. You gave me one of those lovely bits of audio that it's radio gold.
I
spoke to her afterwards. This is what she had to say when I played it to her. Here we are.
I met her once in Sainsbury's and I was drawn, I didn't know, but there was two people ahead of me and then this woman that was cursing and swearing, but not in a sort of aggressive way, but just talking in a Scottish accent. I'm going, my God, she's got a mouth like a sailor. Who's that? Charlene. She's brilliant. Love her.
Is this true, Charlene? God.
I have been known to use a few cursing words in my day, yes. And it's terrible because I'm a parent, you know, it's really bad.
Oh.
He's gone a little bit red.
I'm burning. You know, Charlene used to cut Dougie's hair.
She did, used to be a hairdresser, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, she's great.
She's a mensch. And you laugh at her. You know, she's laughing at herself. She is, yeah. And she's kind of like, you know, she's cool.
Guys, it's been great to have you in. Thank you so much for coming in.
Best of luck with the album.
It's out on Friday. Everything at Once. We wish you all the very best. We'll see you in Norwich on the 17th.
You shall indeed.
Nice one.